Welcome to Upgrade Your Life. We're Dexter and Dr. Tanya.
You know, most people upgrade their cars, their clothes, their cell phones, and even their homes. But what about themselves?
This is the place to help you get out of your own way. Now let's get started.
Does your school, church, government agency, corporation, or organization need leadership, communication, and team building training? Then contact the Upgraders. We specialize in soft skills training, including emotional intelligence, influencing styles, and mindset development. We will help you create the environment that your organization needs. Email us at info@theupgraders.com. Again, that's info@theupgraders.com.
Are you one who realizes our world is in a state of information overload and you're trying to figure out a way to grab hold of your thoughts and reclaim your mindset? Then you need to get help. My Mind is Too Loud: How to Declutter and Quiet Your Mind by Dexter L. Scott. Go to DexterLScott.com and purchase your copy today. Again, that's DexterLScott.com.
I mean, it's such a great conversation. It kind of kicks us into, we can segue into another question that we were actually discussing, is when you come together in a marriage, you bring who you are and your history, and that person brings who they are and their history. So I guess a good question would be, how do you, when you come together and something happens that potentially could be a trigger, how do you make sure you do not bring any past experiences into a present marriage, a present relationship? And I believe this is really going to hit home for a lot of people, because especially I'm assuming when you get married early on, you're looking at somebody and you're remembering what you previously were a part of. So how do you do that? I mean, how do you get past that? Because Avery, you kind of mentioned that. So, I mean, what do you guys think?
But I believe I heard you say, how can you make sure you don't bring that into your marriage?
Yes.
It's impossible.
You can't do that.
Right. Because you're going to bring it in there.
It's coming anyway, right?
Yeah, so it's coming.
What can you do to make sure you don't? I don't think that's possible. Mm-hmm. But knowing that there's a possibility that there could be something that's residue that may come up, mm-hmm. it goes back to the communication.
Yeah.
Because you can't erase a part of a person's memory. You can't erase a part of a person's experiences.
Yeah.
You can't, it's like you're saying, listen, I love you, but leave that baggage out there. Don't bring it into this marriage. I get it. I understand what you're implying.
Yeah.
Right. But the reality is, who you are married to is a product of what they've been through.
Right.
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 And so for better or worse, for richer
or that's poor. Good. That's really
right.
Good.
But we just say, no, leave the worst out. Don't make the vow.
Can I
right? Go ahead.
One of the things that I've learned is that you will always, your reference point for your current relationship will always be your last relationship.
Majority of the times,
right. So whatever relationship you had before, or relationships, if you were a player from the Himalaya, you're bringing all that stuff.
All that
into your marriage.
Oh,
that's what you're bringing in there.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's your reference point.
It might not get unpacked.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hear what we're saying. It might not get unpacked
right away, but.
But yeah, it all of it may not get unpacked.
Yeah.
But there is possibly going to be some residue.
Yeah.
And so what do you do with that? Right. You know, first of all, you look at each other and realize you're not her and you're not him.
Yes.
Yeah. And even if you say, I'm not so-and-so and you're not so-and-so, I know that hurt you. I know this may have, you know, what this meant when that person did that, but this is what I meant when I did that.
Yeah.
Can you hear me out?
Yeah.
So this is coming back to the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah. Communication.
It comes back to communication. Yeah. So that's what I mean. I know. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And make it a safe place to come back to.
Right. Oh, that's
That's another really good one.
You
know, it has to be a safe place where you can come and lay your head and say, this is, because it hurt me when they did this. And it reminded me when I went through that. And I thought you were about to take me through the same thing.
Yeah.
It just triggered me.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then that's when the communication, it shouldn't be offense. You should know better that I'm not that person, and yeah. I would never do this. And yeah. I'm not him. I'm not her. But that's all offense. And it's all saying, don't put me in that category. You should know better. But I don't know how deep that wound went that's packed in that suitcase. And it started to be unpacked. Right. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Here it is. Let's look at why it's hurting and why it feels like this right now and what we need to do with this. Can you help me with this?
And I think that's why it's important to let people know what they're getting into, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you know, what we do, we dress it up real good. And then you get in a relationship, you're like, well, here it is. I'm like, what did I do, Lord? You know,
yeah.
Who did I marry?
Right.
I was looking at a YouTube video. And this guy, he was on a roller coaster with this beautiful, beautiful girl. And they had their hands up going down the hill. And as they're going down the hill, her wig came off, her eyelashes, her makeup was hitting folks in the back. When the ride was over, it was a dude. You know, he thought it was.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So it was totally opposite of what he encountered before he got on that roller coaster. And right. That's what it's like a lot of times.
Yeah.
For us.
Right.
When we get married, right?
Wow.
You know, so it's important to, you know, let everybody, let your person, let them know if you struggle with homosexuality
mm-hmm.
and you ain't a homosexual now, hey, mm-hmm. let them know.
Right.
Yeah. Be honest.
Yeah.
Right. Right? I mean, because if that person loves you, they gonna love you. If they not gonna love you, then they ain't the one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the bottom line.
That's
you
good.
Know, all of us have a past that we have to reconcile with. Mm-hmm. I told my wife, I said, listen, I'm going to tell you up front. I said, don't be surprised if somebody knocks on the door and say they're my child.
Mm-hmm.
I got to let you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I got to let you know what's going on. I mean, I'm like, because I know a lot of people, don't tell them your past. Don't tell them your body count. Don't do all of this. Well, listen, if it can potentially hurt the person that I'm getting married to or I'm married to,
mm-hmm.
they have a right to know.
That's wow. right.
You know,
they have a right to know. Go ahead, Dex.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you, you're really scratching the surface. And because we are, you know, to a certain extent, you are told, you know, you're starting new with this person. They don't have to know all of that crap. You know, all that stuff you did. They don't need to know that. But what you're saying is they need to know that.
Yes.
That's a whole different animal. It really is.
Well, if it's really, I mean, you don't on first date come out. Let me tell you what you're saying.
That's too much. That is too much.
But when you have invested and you really see it's getting serious and you're dating,
yeah.
To be fair to that person, if there's anything that you think that would cause them to say, I don't think I can marry you, and you don't share it because of being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good foundation for your marriage.
Let me say,
because
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Sven. What's done in darkness
mm-hmm.
eventually comes to light.
Amen.
Wow.
Right? So I would much prefer you to know that this was there, but you know, and I'm delivered from that, and you know, mm-hmm. but I just want you to know there's a possibility. You know, something may come of this in the future. I don't know. And that's pretty like what he said for me.
Right.
You know, we have 5 children.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, even up to when I had the last one, you know, I'm like, it could be somebody to come way older than ours, somebody in their 40s that could come right now. Our oldest is 34.
34, yeah.
You know, yeah. And say, that's my daddy. And of course we're gonna get us a DNA test.
Yeah.
But his genes are so strong, normally you don't even have to, to look at the child and say, come on in, babe. Yeah. But
we know you family. Come on in.
Yeah, just I mean the forehead, you know.
The forehead. Lord Jesus.
Oh, no, Lord. But yeah, I mean, and those are hard conversations that don't need to be had unless you really see yourself
being with
saying
that.
I do.
You have to give people a choice to love you, whether to love you or not.
Don't manipulate them.
And so we try now, this is how the world operates, is that we try to manipulate people into loving us. Because mm-hmm. that's how the world does. You know, manipulation emotional manipulation, all this stuff is how we do things, how we did things. Mm-hmm. So now you enter into a relationship where the person literally has a free will to love you. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that how Jesus does us? Yeah. He doesn't force us to serve him.
Right.
We have a free will. Yeah. We can walk away from him right now. He would hurt. He would cry. He would pursue us to try to win us back. But he's not going to manipulate us into loving him.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so we have to give people those same opportunities. Can I be free enough to allow you to walk away from me? You have that choice.
Wow.
It's hurt. It hurts. It's not easy.
Walk away from me. And but that's how much I love you that I would do that.
That I would do that. And that's where I had to come to in my mental state.
Yeah.
Realizing that LaShawn has a choice.
Mm-hmm.
That she had a choice to stay or go.
Mm-hmm.
And her staying with me through my mental battles helped me heal.
Wow.
Her yes helped me heal.
Can I share this? I had a thought and I shared it with you earlier. I think it was Sunday. And I said, Avery, you know what an advantage I believe people who got together before marriage have?
Yeah.
And salvation even.
Mm-hmm.
When you've seen somebody already in their worst state, and then you get married,
mm-hmm.
you already know how to cover that person in prayer when you see that there's a potential of them going back to old ways, because you know you what know those that, old ways are.
Yeah.
Those old ways.
Wow.
That's
wow.
good, LaShawn. That's an advantage. It's like I'm saying for those who are in that situation, because we have friends who dated in the world and then they got saved and then they got married, or they dated in the world, got married, and then they later got saved, right? But the power of it is that, gosh, you've got an awesome intercessor there, because it's not like a place of discovery to wonder what the worst state could be. Right. Now, don't get me wrong, because this is the other thing I said. The worst state we can all be is without Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what you did. Being without Christ is our worst state, everybody's. Isn't that good?
It's good.
Everybody's.
Yeah.
But we all have vices that we had in the world, right? So if he already knew what my vices are and we get married and then I get to a down place, he already knows what to pray against.
Right.
I'm going to pray against alcoholism.
That weed.
I'm going to pray against what we call weedism.
Weedism.
I'm going to pray against that pornography.
I'm going to pray
against that. Because they already know that's what you used to do.
Right.
That's who you used to be. And the enemy wants you to go back into those things. So that I just wanted to share that, because I said, wow, that is like an advantage to an extent, that someone has that insight into the person that they married because they knew them before Christ.
Wow, that's good. Man, you guys, mm-hmm. I tell you what, well, y'all.
I love what you said too. It's a very mature conversation.
Yes, yeah, you didn't hear me say that. I said, this is a very mature conversation. So for our listeners, listen up. We want you to share what you're hearing with any and everybody that you know, whether they're getting ready to get married, they're married. This is something that'll help catapult their current circumstance.
Yeah, I love it.
Believe that. Yeah.
We spend a lot of time dealing with communicating. I really want all of our listeners to really catch. I started at one time just to say, let's define this. But if we really listen to it, communication is talk. It's the healthy communication. We hear how a soft answer could turn away wrath, you know, not being there, just kind of charging at people. But a big part of communicating is listening. And that's really what's coming forth. I'm sitting here. I was just listening. I said, oh, we can talk all day, but somebody has to be on the listening end.
Mm-hmm,
in good effective communicating, it requires both parties to be communicating and listening, and them doing that together is what's going to bring us to that place of resolve, honestly, mm-hmm, that you say you look for, you know, like we look for that place of resolve. And I really wanted our listeners to catch that because I'm like, that's what good communication is. And as I talk to you guys, as I listen to you, hearing how you coach the many couples that you work with, yourselves and everything, this is typically the necessary solution. It's the antidote to most problems. Is this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the antidote to most problems. And in order for anybody to have effective communication, you're going to have to do it where ego gets moved out of the way.
Has to go.
Ego has got to go. So that's that pride, you know? So this is really powerful it here. Is
very much
I don't know if you guys have done anything with it yet. I don't know if you've written a book on it yet. Or I being honestly, because these are two PowerPoints right here for effective marriages, for a strong, any relationship, really. You know, we're dealing in marriages, but even for friends, if you're my friend, I should be able to talk to you. If as my mom, my sister, whatever, you know, my supervisor, you know, we got to know how to talk to each other. So communicating is definitely an area that we all need to grow up in. So thank you guys for this. This is really, really good. I do have another question. If I can, you got some more time for me?
Sure.
You guys are busy.
Okay. Let me ask this, and it's something too, because I have a friend, you know, somebody recently meeting someone and all of that. And so much that you were even mentioning earlier, Avery, when you were speaking and talking about the wall that goes up and really being guarded, that happens a lot of times for us when we've gone through a lot of battles and just hurtful things, if you will, throughout our lives. Like we talk about bringing that into our relationships, because it's what you know, it's what you know. And then a lot of times you draw to yourself what you're expecting. If I'm looking for you to mistreat me, likelihood of it happening would take place. And even if it's not, to your point, it's a reality for me. So even though that's not what you're doing, it's how I perceive it. How am I going to get rid of that? Communication. I hope y'all are catching this right now, because this is what it takes. This is what it takes. We got 37 years up here with us, okay? They've been very transparent. I love what you said, LaShawn, when you talked about adding another brick to it, and the next time a situation comes, that person's going to land at that place on the brick. So where it took them a little bit longer before to even respond to how you communicated or what you did, now they're at a higher level. So they was like, hey, ain't got time right now. You only got 3 of your 10 words out of what you were about to say, and I done shot up to the highest level that you ain't never experienced before. We've lived it. I don't even remember why, but I can remember being so angry. I can't remember what happened, but remember when I threw that cup and it shattered?
Right,
was it over there? I threw a cup, mug.
A nice cup.
A mug. I threw it, okay? And it shattered. And I'm like, what in the world is going on with me? But I was on that brick. It took me up another place. I'm like, I'm sick of this. But here's my question. Because after we've learned to communicate, we're still together, the love is there, we're growing with each other, we're giving each other the benefit of the doubt. I love love, 1 Corinthians 13. Mm-hmm. Let's pull it out. Let's look at it. We're being patient. We're being kind. You know, all of the things that we're doing, we're going to have love and we're going to operate in this way. Well, how do you guys do it? What have you been able to do to keep your relationship thriving, for you to keep the intimacy there? Is that important to you? What is it that you guys do to ensure that your love for each other, your relationship, your spending time, how you treat each other, meeting those needs? Is this something that's easy to do? Did you ever feel lost? Were you ever like feeling like, did either one of you ever feel like I'm not feeling loved or paid attention to or anything like that? I know I done said a whole lot up in there. Are y'all willing to talk?
Yeah, well, I can tell you this. When the kids left, walking around buck naked helped out the whole thing. No, I'm just...
Ain't no kids in the house. All the blinds down.
Hey. No, I'm just joking. But
look at the end lifestyle.
Son is just Lord have mercy. Hey.
Yeah, you know, I think that to answer your question, Tanya, there has been times when, you know, where if LaShawn's engaged in her career, I'm engaged in what I'm doing, you know, you have to, there's always going to be times where you drift, right? You know, you're going to have those moments when you drift, where you're not getting to doing the things or putting the time in that you need to put in with your spouse to keep things rekindled, right? Because I wish I could say, you know what, Tanya, that it's rare that it happens with us. But it does. Marriage is, you know, the Bible says in all labor, there's profit. Mm-hmm. You literally have to fight, right? Mm-hmm. To continue to be intimate to, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. And this is the other thing real quick, that okay. love is really a choice instead of an emotion.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's what I mean by First Corinthians.
Ooh. Yeah, love is a choice.
It is. Bars.
The world says that love is an emotion. So, you know, and it's amazing. We can work at jobs we hate for 30 years, mm-hmm. but we can't stay with the person we love for five. That's a shame.
That's a pause right there.
Another bar. Y'all keep dropping bars.
Let's just that's another pause. I want you to say that again.
We can work at a job for I remember it this time. We can work at a job for 30 years.
Yes.
But we can't stay with our spouse for five.
And you said it's a job we hate too.
A job we hate that I hate walking into.
Good.
But I can't live with this woman
yeah.
or this man. You see what I'm saying? So God, I never forget Bishop Lockett, mm-hmm. our pastor's father said, when he dropped that nugget, he said, love is a choice. Mm-hmm. It totally changed my whole mindset about marriage. Then it became, okay, I actually choose to love her.
I'm gonna be patient with her.
I'm gonna be patient. And when I'm upset and mad at her, it doesn't mean that I don't love her.
It doesn't mean I don't love her.
Yeah. It's a freedom that it was like, oh man, I'm free.
Liberating. I love
it. I choose to love my wife. Love I choose to be with her. Oh, come on.
Oh,
we can. Oh, come on. Ain't nobody.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just joking. Wait, I got to run. But anyway.
It is open now, y'all. They got to go.
Everything is just in the interview right now. I'm taking off. No, but anyway, but that was so liberating to me.
Yeah.
Realizing that love is a choice. Like you quoted in 1 Corinthians 13, love is a choice. And so I think that we have to get out of the mindset of love being like, again, the world conditioning us that love is an emotion. Because if you can work at a job, thank you. That was the other thing Bishop Lockett said. He said, love is not based on feelings. It's based on your commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can work at a job for 30 years because we're committed to it.
We're
more committed.
That's so good.
To our careers than our relationships.
Wow. Yeah, be committed to that marriage. Be committed to your husband. Be committed to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Be committed to your family.
Mm-hmm.
That commitment. And it brings commitment. About, it's so different.
Wow.
Oh, I love it.
It's still, so many things come to our minds. If we talked, if we asked you all the questions that we had to ask you, we'd be here all night, but we know we can't do. So where do you want to go now, Tanya? I mean, I think you guys have given us, as we started this marriage series, I think you guys have given us, from a couple's perspective, 37 years condensed into, you know, 3-4 episodes or whatever. You've done such an amazing job with that. Is it anything else we want to ask them? Maybe some takeaways, you think? Or?
Yeah, even anything you want to give us. I think I was actually thinking takeaways.
Yeah.
So what would you want to leave us with? What would you want to say? What advice can you give that will help us strengthen our bond? What has kept your bond tight? What we've hearing was keeping it tight. But is there anything else that you could give us that will help our bonds to remain tight and strengthened?
Prayer.
Yes. Oh man. Yeah.
Now, is that together or separate?
I'm about to say it. Right. Both.
Okay. Gotcha.
But you know, prayer creates intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And I really believe that if we commit to pray for each other and with each other,
mm-hmm. that's good.
Then it makes that cord that is between you even the more stronger, you know what I'm saying? Because you're both working together and being quick to forgive,
mm-hmm.
being quick to forgive. And it's not easy,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Does it get easier?
Say it again.
Does it get easier?
It can be more challenging, yeah. Depending on the situation.
Yes and no. Because in every season, there's something different that you've got to forgive for.
Because it's about you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a personal decision.
Personal decision. It's your own personal growth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And so you get better at it, I do believe. But, you know, sometimes the things get harder, mm-hmm. but they all build upon each other to help you prepare for wow. the harder ones.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and ultimately, if we don't forgive each other, I mean, our goal is to make it
into heaven, right? Listen, I ain't going to hell. Even though I love this woman.
Right.
Your boy ain't going there.
I ain't going there. And I'm not sending you there.
Thank you. Right? I appreciate that.
But because we're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
But and I think that's the thing. You know, we have to make that commitment at the end of the day. And I really see him as my best friend.
Yeah.
I believe if we make a commitment not to see each other as the enemy, don't see each other as your enemy.
I like
you're that. On the same team.
Same team.
You know, so you're living in a house and you don't want to be divided. Mm-hmm. You're on the same team. Mm-hmm. Now you got to get on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's time for a play. You need to know the play.
There you go.
Yeah,
you know, and that's where the communication comes in.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we going to agree on?
Wow.
Right, and it's between you two.
Mm-hmm.
Right, keep other people out of your marriage.
That's good.
Mm.
You know,
we heard that.
There are no duplicate copies out here.
Yeah.
We are an original individually, and we are an original as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one Dr. Tanya. There's only one Dexter.
Reverend Dexter.
And there's only one Dexter and Tanya.
Oh, that's good.
That's
go
right.
ahead, girl. Go ahead.
Right.
There's only one Dr. Tanya. There's only one Dexter. And there's only one Dexter and Tanya.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that two becoming one is not always the easiest process, but it is necessary,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you have your individual identities and then you have your identities together as husband and wife in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I can remember walking down that aisle and, you know, our lights were lit for the unity candle. And when we went over ourselves and lit the one and blew out the other, signifying us becoming one, being
right.
I mean, it speaks volumes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as you described that, I saw our unity candle that was right there, just lit.
Wow!
You know, mm-hmm. for us becoming one. So that's powerful.
Very good.
And the operative word is becoming, because we are one in His sight.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to work that together. You know, we had to be birthed individually. Individually, our birth was it. Even if you're a twin, you're born individually, mm-hmm. one, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so you are birthed in your marriage too. That's a your marriage is a birthplace.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. And so you grow in different stages of maturity in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still growing, you know, after 37. I'm looking forward to. I see older couples and I'm like, goals. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
No, there's a TikTok out there of an older couple, and the wife was fixing the husband some tuna fish.
Tell me a daddy.
You want to take that tuna fish? You know, do you want it on pita bread or something? It's the cutest thing, and I think they went viral.
Right.
But I said those are goals, you know. And she said, "Come take this."
Tuna fish sandwich. What you rolling your eyes for, girl? What you doing?
No, I'm just
talking.
Oh, I wish y'all
But anyway. But what got me is, and it wasn't rehearsed. You could tell it wasn't rehearsed, but their chemistry was just so sweet. And mm-hmm. and she said, you know, I want you to taste it and tell me what you want. Do you want it on bread or whatever? And so he came over and he tasted it. And I think basically he said, He said, it's missing something, a little something or something like that. And then he said, he kissed some sugar and spice or something. And he leaned over and kissed her or something like that. He said, now it's just right. Because he just wanted some sugar.
Yeah.
It needed some sugar. It needed some sugar.
Sugar needs some sugar.
And I said, oh, that's goals. I want us to be that couple that's in the mall walking. The Lord should grant us that time, more gray haired than we are together, holding hands.
Oh, yes. Some hands.
Yeah, he's better.
Yes, I'm a lot better now.
I'm
delivered.
But we thank you for allowing us sharing with you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. Yeah, we had a speaking engagement in, I think it was Kansas City, and we were behind the stage with Dr. George Frazier, and we were sitting down, and I asked him, one of us asked him, can you tell us the secret to marriage, because he and his wife have been married 50 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to tell you the secret to marriage. If we listened, right? We read it. He says one word, amnesia.
Amnesia.
He said, the quicker you forget what another did.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, oh, man.
That was good.
That's good, man.
Wow.
That's real good.
Wow, this has been absolutely amazing, Tanya.
It has been.
Yeah, this has been great.
You had me wanting to go find the couple. I need to go Google. I'm saying, let me find this tuna fish couple.
Yeah. We want to see that story. So look, as we close
them
out.
On up here.
Yeah.
It might have been chicken salad, though.
Okay, exactly. we're gonna look it up. You say it's on TikTok.
We'll
look it up. We'll find it. But Avery and Ashawn, you guys have been amazing. So listen, we know that you guys offer you coach people. We know that you speak at conferences, marriage conferences,
retreats.
Retreats. Where can people get in touch with you guys?
Well, you can reach us on social media, Instagram. I'm B. LaShawn W. Avery on Instagram.
I'm like 5-7 something.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, I'm LaShawn Williamson on Facebook. He's Avery Williamson on Facebook. But the best way is just to email us at Avery. Mm-hmm. Let me give him that. Life Champions Win.
Okay.
It's Life Champions with an S, Win, WIN, @gmail.com, because we believe in helping people win at life.
Ooh, amen. I like that. Y'all just been dropping all kinds
life
of bars.
Champions
win.
All
right. This, you know, this guy, this has been really amazing. You guys have started off this marriage series with a bang, and we're just excited what's coming next for you guys. And we're excited about the conferences, the couples that you guys are going to meet and just mentor, whatever it is, we're excited to see it transpire. Amen. Right. What you think?
We are. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
What all is to come. I'm already visualizing, honestly. We're just sat here in this conversation, and I actually saw us at a retreat. And I'm like, all right, what's about to happen here?
Yeah.
Something's about to happen. But I will say to each and every one of you, this is not the last time that you will be able to be here with the Upgraders, as well as with, Life Champions.
Champions.
And especially when you upgrade. That's so y'all just wait a little while, like, but it's coming, okay? It's coming.
I like that. Right. So, guys, so what we'll do, we'll actually put their contact information wherever you're watching us, listening to us from. It'll be in the comment section. You guys can go and find their social media handles or their email address and make sure you get in contact with them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. You've been listening to The Upgrade with Dexter and Dr. Tanya. We are The Upgraders. We may not know you,
but we know what's in you.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.